Before beginning today, I'd like to take a moment to again send our thoughts and prayers.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Little Black Dress Inc.'s On Stage, On Air podcast. I'm Little Black Dress Inc.'s artistic director, Tiffany Antone, and I'm here today to talk to you about Protest Plays Project's Theater Action Gun Control Initiative and how you can support March for Our Lives and the other important civic actions taking place this month and next, demanding responsible gun reform now.
Good afternoon. To the leaders, skeptics, and cynics who told us to sit down and stay silent, wait your turn. Welcome to the revolution.
That was Cameron Caskey, a survivor of the massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, and that clip is from the March for Our Lives rally being held today in D.C. There are over 800 protests for stricter gun laws scheduled across the country today in support of March for Our Lives. The march is organized by the Marjory Stoneman Douglas students, who have been leading the current wave of activism with incredible passion and integrity. Protest Plays Project has been working with likewise passionate artists to support the march and other civic actions taking place this month to demand gun reform. We're going to be reading some of the plays shared with us today on our podcast, but before we do, I'd like to share a poem.
Fair daffodils, we weep to see you haste away so soon. As yet the early rising sun has not attained his noon. Stay, stay, until the hasting day has run but to the even song. And having prayed together, we will go with you along. We have short time to stay. As you, we have as short a spring, as quick a growth to meet decay, as you, or anything. We die as your hours do, and dry away like to the summer's rain, or as the pearls of morning's dew, ne'er to be found again.
This poem was written by Robert Herrick in 1665 after the death of his child. Playwright and organizer Rachel Carnes included it in the prologue to a collection of 20 short plays inspired by and written about school shootings. I was honored to be able to contribute to this collection, and we'll be reading a few excerpts from it later in the podcast. Herrick's poem is an excellent and heartbreaking way to introduce a collection of plays that are also excellent and heartbreaking. It's one of many collections of plays inspired by gun violence that have been made available to organizers this month for free readings in support of the many civic actions demanding gun reform now. I put out a call to playwrights shortly after the shooting in Parkland, Florida last month. A number of playwrights responded immediately with works that they were willing to share in the hopes that we could lend some creative support to the marches and walkouts taking place this month and next. To date, we've received over 200 plays from playwrights and theater makers, including plays from No Passports, 24 Gun Control Plays, and After Orlando Collections, and the Every 28 Hours Plays. So now here we are a month later, and we've had over 20 theaters register Theater Action Gun Control readings and productions with us. It's really awesome to see so many theater makers supporting nationwide actions like this. Proceeds from the events are going to March for Our Lives, Moms Demand Action, and Every Town for Gun Safety, to name a few of the important organizations fighting for more responsible gun laws. So today we're going to read a few of the plays that have been shared with us in honor of all who have been affected by gun violence and all who fight to prevent further tragedies from occurring. I'm also going to talk briefly about our Get Out the Vote initiative, which we're going to be kicking off this month in the hopes of further activating audiences to take civic action. The first play we're going to read is titled Drill. It is by Stephen Kaplan, and it is available in the Playwrights Say No More School Shootings collection, which you can link to from our website, www.protestplays.org. This is Drill by Stephen Kaplan. A high school classroom. The teacher stands before three students, sitting at their desks taking notes. And what's the main theme of Wordsworth's poem? The things which I have seen, I now can see no more. Anyone. Think what his title... A loud beep from the loudspeaker. The vice principal's voice is heard.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an active shooter in building drill. Again, this is an active shooter in building drill. Please lock your doors and turn out your lights.
The teacher, matter-of-factly and almost bored, goes to lock a door and the lights dim as they turn out the lights. The students sit up from their desks and move to a corner of the room where they sit on the floor. They are not scared. They do not goof off. They just follow the instructions, matter-of-factly, almost bored. The teacher stands near them. They remain there. They do not make eye contact. They sit. They are thinking of their homework, their after-school practice, their prom date, the groceries to pick up after work. They sit and stand.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Code green again. This is a code green.
Teacher turns the lights back on, and students and teacher return to their spots and to their lesson. Think about the title of his poem. What are the things from childhood which you have seen, but now can see no more? End of play. One of the things I'm interested in as a theater maker is the intersection of empathy and activism. And we look at plays like this, we look at some of the plays that we've seen be read across the country in support of the March for Our Lives and Enough Walkout, and we think, okay, so what? We're reading plays, we're doing plays. Where's the efficacy there? And I think it comes down to audience engagement. A play, one play, probably isn't going to change the world. But when we work together in tandem and we focus our energies and we think in different directions, we've got a march, we've got walkouts, we've got petitions, we have theater, we have art, we have music. All of these things work together to keep issues front and center, to keep issues relatable. It can be easy to drown out one constant approach. It can be easy to turn off the TV. It can be easy to walk away from the social media. But when there are multiple avenues for discussion, or there are multiple opportunities to approach and interact and engage with an issue, sometimes that can help keep the issue more relatable, keep the issue front and center, and make the issue harder to ignore. And so that's really one of the goals of Protest Plays Project, is to just keep issues front and center, to keep them relatable, to cultivate empathy, to cultivate conversation between theater artists and organizers and audiences. And so I've been very moved by the number of theater makers who have been active and continue to be active. And I'm hopeful that this conversation that we're all having, this national discourse, that it leads to real change. So we're going to listen to another short play, this time written by me. This is a play called Aztec New Mexico. It's inspired by a school shooting that took place in Aztec in December of 2017. Two students were shot and killed. This play was written as a result of Rachel Carnes putting out a call for playwrights to write specific response plays to school shootings, and I was assigned Aztec New Mexico. I want to thank Rachel for all the work that she's done putting this collection together. Over 20 playwrights have contributed, and also born of her efforts, playwright C.J. Ehrlich has created the Code Red Playwrights, and they've just recently put out a collection of additional response plays to gun violence. You can find links to both projects on our website at www.protestplays.org.
Aztec, New Mexico. A tiered monument, like those the Aztecs once built.
Rule sits at the top of the tier with papers, lots of papers, stamping papers, shuffling papers. Teach has a chemistry set, tries hard to mix the right solutions to suit Rule's commands. Love waters a vessel, which sits center stage. Waters the vessel from everything she or he owns, a pitcher, a coffee cup, a Tupperware, a water glass, a bowl. The sound of drums accompany this piece. Love and Teach take turns pouring their resources into the vessel. A shadow is falling, falling, falling.
Aztec, New Mexico, population 5,960, 2,330 households, 35.3% of which feature children under the age of 18, 13% unemployment rate, average annual income, $11,426, graduation rate, 79%.
I'm trying. Rule looks at Teach. Mathematics?
Park Algebra 2 with at least a score of 725, performance level 3.
Or?
Park Geometry with at least a score of 725, performance level 3.
Or? Love walks up to and waters the vessel.
I love you.
Park Integrated Mathematics 2 with at least a score of 725, performance level 3.
Or?
Park Integrated Mathematics 3 with at least a score of 725, performance level 3.
Okay. Teach carefully walks a test tube to the vessel and pours it in. Love questions.
Park?
Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers.
Oh.
Teach walks back to his or her desk. Love watches a beat before going back to his space for another container. Language arts.
Requirement 4, credits of English with major emphasis on grammar, nonfiction writing, and literature.
Reading.
Park ELA 3 with at least a score of 725, performance level 3.
Or.
Park ELA 3, reading subscore of at least 42 with an overall Park ELA grade 11 score of higher than a performance level 1.
Love waters the vessel again.
You are brave.
Writing.
Park ELA 3 with at least a score of 725, performance level 3.
Or.
Park ELA 3, writing subscore of at least 31 with an overall Park ELA grade 11 score higher than performance level 1.
Okay.
Students failing to meet the passing score for Park ELA 3 may still have met the passing score for a single component.
You are kind.
Writing. If the student achieved a passing score in only one component, he or she may attempt to satisfy the other component by retesting with the Park ELA 3.
What does that mean?
Teach looks at Love. Second chances, if they need it. I'm trying. They don't give us much in the way of resources, so I have to get creative. They're just kids. Teach pours another test tube into the vessel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Science.
Teach heads back to her desk. Yes.
SBA, grade 11 with at least a score of 1138.
Okay. Teach adds another test tube.
SBA, that's standards...
Based assessment.
Ah, right.
Love waters the vessel some more, whispering.
You are already so much more than I'll ever be.
Social studies.
One state developed social studies EOC exam with a state established passing score.
Got it.
What about electives?
Requirement, 7.5 elective units that meet department content and performance standards.
I hate this. It's never enough.
Options, student service learning, pre-apprenticeship programs, media literacy, additional courses and core subjects, and numerous other options.
I believe in you.
Turns to the teacher.
You too.
The shadow is by now almost devouring the stage. What is...
What is...
What?
The drums coalesce into a soul-shattering rapid-fire clamor, a scream, a wail. The vessel shatters. Love and Teach stand stunned, sprayed with blood. Rule wipes the blood from his hands with some paperwork.
Thoughts and prayers, only two thoughts and prayers.
Drums, drums, and silence. End of play. Thank you.
want to start off with a chant. Everybody repeat after me. Everyday shootings. Our everyday problems. That was a little weak, everybody. I need stronger than that. Everyday shootings. Our everyday problems. Now, make sure everybody watches and hears us. Everyday shootings. Our everyday problems. My name is Trevon Bosley, and I'm here with the Brave Youth Leaders of St. Sabina. And I'm here to speak on behalf of Chicago's youth who are surrounded and affected by gun violence every day.
The final piece we're going to listen to is a play written by Diana Bourbano, and I think that the play speaks for itself. It's incredibly moving, incredibly powerful piece, and it brings up questions about how shootings are portrayed by the media. School shootings, mass violence, media pay attention to those in ways that everyday events, everyday violence against children, against civilians, are not necessarily given the same time. When we all come together and we say, we want stronger gun control, not because we want to take away people's rights to own guns, but because we want to protect life from those who would use guns to enact mass violence, to enact domestic violence, to enact street violence. We want to be able to protect our country and protect one another. And Diana's play brings that together in a way that you're looking at not just the mass violence, but the individual violence happening not just here in the States, but around the world.
Rounds Per Second by Diana Bourbano. The characters are a professor, a white female, and a housekeeper, a Latina female. A housekeeper is cleaning the inside of an office. A well-dressed woman enters, sits at her desk, and stares out. She pulls a bottle out of her desk, looks at it, but doesn't drink.
Senora, are you okay?
The professor is startled to see her there.
I'm...
Senora?
You don't have to finish in here, Lupe.
I'm Donali. Lupe doesn't work the weekends.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't really looking at you.
I know. I'm almost done.
Fine.
The professor starts poking around on her iPhone. She looks very disturbed.
Senora?
Yes, Tony?
Donali. Senora, they caught the man.
Which man?
The shooter.
He was a boy. They caught him?
You were there.
They shot him dead.
Oh.
Rounds per second. Per second? How is that possible?
Military technology, senora.
I teach English.
It was an assault rifle. Very easy to buy.
He was my student.
I know.
He was mentally ill.
You would have to be to shoot people. So many young people dead. I thought universidades were safe spaces.
Yes, safe.
My family was shot in Ciudad Juarez, but that was because of the drug dealers. And my father was the mayor. They thought they had shot me dead. But my blood mixed with my brother's, and I lay very still. So I lived.
Did you? How does it feel knowing you are supposed to be dead?
You tell me, senora.
I don't know. I want to sleep.
Thank God they caught him.
Macbeth hath murdered sleep.
He must have been very rich, that young man. This school is expensive.
He was brilliant. He was on scholarship.
Money doesn't buy happiness, but it buys a lot of guns.
Donali, he shot me. He shot at me, but the... I don't know. I don't know anything about guns, but it kept clicking.
He forgot to reload.
He had another gun, a bigger one.
The assault rifle, automatic.
Yes.
But he didn't use it on you?
I think he wanted to blow my head off with one shot.
It's usually much messier than that. When they executed my father, it took several shots to blow off his head. How do you feel?
Tonali, a young white boy shot 14 people. There was no drug cartel, nothing. Only the desire to do great, great harm.
Then perhaps we should kill ourselves now and save fate the trouble.
I feel dead. I am dead. Am I dead?
Si. Perdón, señora. The gun was loaded.
Are you dead?
I think so.
Why are you here?
I'm cleaning your office.
Where are my students?
They're gone.
Can you make my phone work?
Why?
I need to call my mother.
She knows you're dead. It's on the news. The candidates are already tweeting about it.
I was brusque with him. I was arrogant.
Only in the way all North Americans are arrogant?
I never had children.
Good. Then they can't mourn you.
Where do I go?
I don't know. Do you believe in God?
No. Do you?
Yes. It doesn't matter. We're stuck here.
Is this hell?
America or this campus?
I don't want to die.
I know. Help me clean the blood off the floor. I'm sorry. You weren't greatly respected or particularly admired. You weren't brilliant or radical or innovative, but you were a nice person. They will turn you into a saint. They're already leaving teddy bears outside the door and lighting candles. You'll have a grave. My mother's body was never found.
I don't deserve to be dead.
Professora, none of us deserve to be alive. Help me clean.
The housekeeper hands the professor a cloth. They both scrub at the growing blood stain on the floor. End of play.
I mentioned earlier that Protest Plays Project is beginning a new initiative designed to help get out the vote. Our hope is that theaters will join us in presenting 1 to 3 minute nonpartisan plays designed to encourage audiences to register and to vote in the midterm elections. You can find more details about this initiative, along with links to the play collections mentioned and performed on our podcast today, on our website, www.protestplays.org. You can also find links to the March for Our Lives website, Moms Demand Action, and Every Town for Gun Safety. I want to take a moment to thank all of the artists who have helped make today's podcast possible, notably our playwrights Diana Burbano and Stephen Kaplan. I also want to thank the artists who lent their voices to today's podcast, actress Melanie Eubank and Julie Chavez Harrington, along with my husband and actor and director Kaysen Murphy. The Onstage On Air podcast is made possible through funding from the Puffin Foundation and donations from listeners and supporters like you. I'm going to close out the podcast today with another clip from the March for Our Lives rally held today in Washington, D.C. The speaker is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School student Delaney Tarr.
We are here to call out every single politician, to force them into enacting this legislation, to addressing this legislation, to doing more than a simple band-aid on a broken bone. The pressure is on for every person in power, and it will stay that way. Because they know what is coming. They know that if there is no assault weapons ban passed, then we will vote them out. They know that if there is no tightening of the background checks, we will vote them out. They know that if there is no shrinking of magazine capacity, then we will vote them out. If they continue to ignore us, to only pretend to listen, then we will take action where it counts. We will take action every day in every way until they simply cannot ignore us anymore. Today, we march, we fight, we roar. We prepare our signs, we raise them high. We know what we want, we know how to get it, and we are not waiting any longer.